My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Donnie Football Debrief comes your way every day at 4:30 and is brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. He is still in Vegas at the Circa Resort Stadium Swim outside watching the NLCS right now. And we'll be there for Monday Night Football. And I think he's staying an extra day in Vegas after that. And we should get him back later in the week. Donnie, part of that crazy Steelers crowd at the game. It seemed, not being there, comparing it to last year's game in Vegas, it seemed like it was even more pro-Steelers. And I was surprised that at least in one instance it got rowdy, because my observation being there last year was that Raiders fans in Vegas, much gentler, much kinder than Raiders fans in the dump that was the Black Hole in Oakland.
Black Hole had character. Stormtroopers, Darth Vader.
But now I'm seeing this video of a woman who apparently sold Craig Riley, our boss, his house. Who yeah. was ambushed there? Chris Hoffman
punched.
Over at Channel 2 did a whole story on this. And the video was gone around. She was in a pink Steelers shirt. And some Raiders fan should have gotten arrested and thrown in jail last night for what happened here.
Apparently punched her?
Yeah. Come on now.
Very bad. Real bad. Like, what are we doing, people?
Getting drunk in Vegas and making horrible decisions that you'll regret for the rest of your life is my
I'm not going to... I hate to sound like the pearl clutcher. I just wouldn't take a kid to an NFL game.
No?
Maybe a preseason game where, like, you figure it's going to be pretty...
You think the loonies stay away from the preseason?
Yeah, they're trying to sell their tickets. Then you can just go sit by yourself because there's usually big chunks of open seats. I wouldn't take like Lennox, even if he wanted to an NFL game.
Okay, so what age does he cross the Rubicon to? Chris is ready to take
you
Lennox
know how sad
to
this
a game.
Is? Old enough that if he needs to, he could defend himself.
I went to a game once with my dad. It was Eagles-Bucks. Well,
congratulations on all your success.
Sorry. Just to add to Chris's point, I was, I think, 10 or 11, and I was flipped off multiple times because I had my Buccaneers Sports Illustrated fleece on.
Yeah, man, back when they gave away those great gifts for subscribing to the magazine.
I got to be honest with you. I think you got off easy if you were in Philadelphia and all you got was the double bird from fans.
But you're proving our point here. Like, you're saying...
I was 10.
You're saying you're probably lucky as a 10-year-old to have not been physically assaulted.
What? I think that, like, you're getting the middle finger at a game as a 10-year-old. I think that's putting hair on your chest.
Yeah?
I think that's fine. My
having Josh Johnson as your starting quarterback is putting hair on your chest.
My brother, when he was around the same age, gave John Rocker the middle finger at a game. And my dad loved it.
Oh, Rocker was a piece of garbage.
Yes, he was. But it was like, I'm not going to discipline you for expressing your displeasure with this racist baseball player. You tell him that you hate him. Go right ahead. Give him the
That's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about, like, you go to a game with a kid, there's a chance you get beat up.
He gets beat up?
You get, say I'm there with my kid, with Lennox, and I just get in the middle somehow of a scrum. I'm not even, like, an intended target.
I would like to think at a Steelers fan, when they sense that you are a Steelers fan in Steelers garb, that they're going to make sure that a man with a young child does not get caught in the middle of a melee.
I don't think that always happens. I don't think that always happens. Got very overserved, very just generally inebriated, everything else, aggressive fans. What about the Ravens fan who's going around after that game, apparently, punching, looking for
Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders fans to punch out. Sucker punches a guy unconscious in one punch, is screaming on the streets about how I don't lose.
Disgusting behavior.
And then was going after another guy, like the other guy who was with him. He sucker punches one dude, then just throws the other guy like into a building and walks away.
Yeah. I thought the Vegas thing was much better. It seemed like the Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell tailgate was a massive success. I saw AB autographing boobs, butts. He autographed a shirt that had Cracker of the Day on it, and it was a little like
Saltine.
Ritz Cracker character that he autographed. Yeah.
He had a very bizarre shirt on.
He had a Trump hat on.
He had a Trump hat on, but then the shirt had like... it was like a bunch of things, like somebody almost would have put stickers on it, but that's how the shirt was
designed.
It's
just funny because AB was persona non grata, was probably, with the way he left,
hated.
One of the most hated athletes and reviled athletes I've ever seen
and
here.
It was all love at that.
And now it's
event.
Like, oh my God, AB, please name me your cracker of the day. Whatever you can do to get me on social media as your favorite cracker, I am here for.
But see, he's not even the
time
one
time has
doing
healed
that.
Wounds.
His social media
yes,
manager is the one naming you the cracker of the day. So the juice is gone from that.
But he was treated like a king by Steelers fans at this event, from what I saw. I didn't see anything close
how
to
much money
punches
you think,
being thrown.
How much money you think it cost to get him out there at that thing?
Maybe like 10 grand?
10?
You think more?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think he and Bell are both trying to do it for at least 25.
Well, Lev's got the OnlyFans thing going on now.
Is he showing up to that, like promoting the OnlyFans?
Why are you laughing, Charlie? Have you logged onto it yet?
No comment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, does Plex still run his OnlyFans?
Does he even still have one?
That's what I mean.
I don't know.
What if the Lev Bell OnlyFans was just like, here, I'm going to take you through some of my greatest runs of all time.
And charge you $9.99
a month to do it. He's just telestrating when he bounced Dre Kirkpatrick's head off the ground like a basketball. I'm like, what Steelers fan is like, hey, hon, you might want to come look at this. Lev Bell started an OnlyFans. You going to check this out later?
I would ask you to log on to it just to see what it looked like and how much he's charging, but I don't know if we can do that from... work computers. I know.
You don't know what your average OnlyFans like site is supposed to look like?
Sorry, Charlie's distracted and so am I. Look at these Metsies. Oh,
well, I'm going to take everyone behind the curtain for 1 second, because that's the kind of show we are. Charlie's in there on, like, some sort of game cast in the producer's booth. We have two very nice, large televisions.
What are the odds
here
that, by the way, you have two Mets fans working the show today in Pittsburgh?
I'm a de facto Mets fan. I want them to come out of the NL.
Thank you, Malzi.
I want the Gardos to beat the Yankees. It's the Mets-Gardos is the matchup nobody in the national media or baseball wants.
Charlie, would we go to Cleveland if that happened?
I'd go to the Lindor Bowl.
That would be unbelievable.
If the World Series is in Cleveland and I could get tickets, could I just, like...
Could we do the show up there?
Would you volunteer to chauffeur me back and forth?
Sure.
Wait, why wouldn't I go too?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, do you still like them?
Yeah, I mean, would you claim the Mets are your second team. They're still your first love. The Gardos are my second love.
Yeah, then I don't see why not. I mean, are you going to be obnoxious about rooting for them?
No, I'm going to clap politely and then fist fight you if you do anything wrong. No, Charlie's in there watching as a Mets fan. He's got his little game cast on, and we just hear like a war whoop come through the glass. He goes, "Let's go." We're staring at a Francisco Lindor in
bat. 0-0. It's an innocuous at-bat.
Yeah, it's like 2-2 count or whatever. He's just standing there waiting. And then we both quickly put 2 and 2 together that he's just hit a home run.
Yes, and then I told him
You're like 40 seconds ahead of us over there.
I said you needed to stop watching the MLB game cast and watch the real game.
Which, to his credit, he did. He stopped watching
it. Well, he says it. I don't actually believe
him. There's a lot of smirks in there.
He still has it up in there. He's just quietly
doing
it.
You're more than welcome to come back and look at whatever
I have
up here. No, I don't. I have the Canadian Thanksgiving Bowl.
This does tie back into the debrief for a second. What the hell has happened in sports viewing where the TV is so far behind everything else? It's so, like, I get it. Dale Lally will tweet.
It's really bad with Twitter.
Dale Lally will tweet touchdown in a Steelers game because he's there with the Steelers website. And then 3 minutes later, I'll see the play on my TV. It's that bad of a contrast. But how is it that the website, the Major League Baseball's website, has the results so much faster than the TV? I don't get that.
That's a very good question.
Why is TV so far behind now? And it's not just streaming. This is not a streaming thing.
Censorship?
This is hard cable.
Censorship?
Censorship of what? What are they censoring?
There's a delay?
Like a 16-second delay at most. Not even. I think we have a 16-second delay here total. It's very bad. Like, it is bad when, I think it was MLB's official Twitter page. I don't know if it was the Mets closing out their series, but there was a game that ended.
Yes, it said the Mets have made the playoffs, and there were still 2 outs that they needed to get on TV.
Right. Very bad.
That sucked. Thank you. Let's go back to the calls here and bring on Sean. He's on the air. Hello, Sean.
Hello, yes. I would go with Russell Wilson as the quarterback. I think he's just a better overall player. And also, I think we were sitting here last year.
So results of games don't matter?
Yeah, they matter.
No, they don't. You're benching a guy where they scored 32 points and they just won.
I think what Mike Tomlin's going to do, he's going to come out tomorrow. He's going to say, I appreciate Justin's efforts.
No. Okay, fine. But I'm not asking you what you think is going to happen. I'm just saying you're telling me that the results don't matter if you're benching a guy when you score more than 30 points and win by almost 3 touchdowns.
The results matter, but we were sitting here last year at 4-2, and we saw worse with the other quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the Steelers offense score 30 points in one of those games?
I don't care what they scored, but we saw worse. And your partner tried to tell you, hey, this guy's not good enough, and you didn't believe him.
Chris isn't doing that right now. He agrees with me that Justin Fields should play.
Sean, I'm starting him for one more game. I'm like splitting the baby here. I do think there are obvious warts. I would start him for this game, and if he doesn't play well, even if they won, I probably would go to Russell Wilson for the Giants game.
I'm just saying this. We saw at 6-2, Kenny's coming off his best game against the Rams, and then I think 2 games later against Green Bay, you said, I don't think I see a starting quarterback anymore because Kenny Pickett threw for like 120 yards in the win. I'm just saying. We're saying the same thing on Justin. I just don't think it's good enough to beat the teams that matter in this league. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd like to see him.
They are going down a dangerous path where the schedule is going to get much harder, and you're not going to win with him thrown for like 140 yards or whatever, 125 yards. You're not beating the Ravens that way, Pony. And you're probably not beating the Bengals in their building.
I don't... I can't just say off the passing yards, because what is he doing as a runner in those games too? My God, if Daniel Jones doesn't throw one of the worst interceptions in the NFL last night, the Bengals could have lost to the Giants and went to 1-5. They had 10 points. They had won one game in their entire history, scoring 10 points or less. And until Chase Brown ripped off a run with like a minute left, they were going to win that game 10-7 last night. So, no, I can't say unequivocally.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
A grand slam.
Woo!
Oh, who cares about all this? Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the
you
Mets.
You know what, though, Charlie, though, this is, we've already, though, they might win this game. Let's hope they do. But we've already jinxed them by talking about going to Cleveland already. What the hell is wrong with us?
It's a different Mets team this year. You guys have Team of Destiny vibes.
You don't start thinking about the next series when we haven't even won a game in this series.
You took that big old ugly cart and you threw it way ahead of the horse, my friend. Barbaro is trailing
the cart. Just like the last caller who's like, yeah, I don't care that they won a game and scored 30 points. I'm benching a guy just because I don't think he's good.
They're not beating teams. It would be a Tomlin special if they did, and then I guess you would be coming on here giving him a lot of credit. They're not beating the Commanders. Washington did not get fully outclassed by Baltimore. That was a reasonably close game. They're not beating Baltimore. I don't think they'd beat Cincinnati on the road.
Okay, but what makes anybody think they're going to beat those teams with Russell Wilson as their quarterback?
I'm saying this more as a commentary on, I would start Fields against the Jets, but you would be naive to think that you can continue indefinitely with his play backsliding in the passing game.
I agree with that. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app